Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, so imagine you're in the audience for a television show. There's a band playing live music on the stage, and the lead character of Medea is at the heart of a complicated familial murder in a foreign land. Now, you add cameras, the live stream, Latin music, and the subtext of a Greek tragedy, and you have the genre-bending musical that is La Medea. Miami native and New World School of the Arts graduate Yara Travesio is the brains behind the production. Audience members are part of this. You're not just there to watch. You're actually going to be part of the show. And the show is part of Miami-Dade College's live arts events and is happening Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sandrell Rivers Theater. This year's season, by the way, is focused on powerful women and will have a number of events related to the topic. More information on the show, by the way, is at WLRN.org. Yara, such a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
You know what? What an interesting twist. It's not just the technology I want to get to. It's the modern twist to it. First of all, remind people, this is a very tragic play.
Oh, it's dark.
Medea.
It is so
remind
dark.
People of what it is if they've never heard it.
Sure. It is the tragic of the tragic plays. Medea was written by a few different writers. Greek. It's a Greek myth. The one that I'm adapting or sort of taking on is the one by Euripides. And essentially, it's a story about a foreign mother who is betrayed by her partner and is left with her two boys alone in this foreign land. And she finds herself exiled. And he's left her after she's committed every possible crime she could commit to save his life. And to thank her, he abandons her for the younger princess, and now she's left exiled and alone. So the reason why she's famous is because she murders her children, which is one of the most revolutionary, violent acts that you could ever see in any sort of female archetypal Greek
figure. By the way, she also murders her partner's new wife, too.
Oh, murders the wife, the king, her own brother. I mean, it is bloodshed.
You give this a modern twist.
Sure.
When you're doing that, I mean, how do you go about it? What was it you wanted to accomplish?
Well, to be completely honest, when I took the work on, I was really excited about Medea as this kind of revolutionary feminist figure because she has these really breathy, beautiful monologues about women coming together and the uprising of the women's voices together, and in particular foreign women that are already unaccounted for as women, but on top of that as a foreign woman. But taking on the story as a director now and the kinds of works that I'm interested in, I had to sort of dig in a little deeper and realize that this is a pretty problematic story when you really get into it, as are most of the Greek plays or anything written by a man in back in the day, where you really have, you don't have a real woman depicted. You have a projection of a fear of a woman depicted.
And then you add on top of that something else is the fact that this show is, I mean, we're talking about using technology today, is a show where you are filming it as it's happening. It's a television show. It's a movie. You're streaming this live.
Yes.
And the audience takes place. All right. I'm sitting now in the audience. Take me through, what am I going to experience?
Well, you wouldn't be sitting, you would be standing.
Okay. I got to prepare myself for this. Okay.
So there's an option to sit, of course. However, that's just not the way to experience this world. You enter and you are inside you're transformed into a space that is essentially a television set. You have camera women running around everywhere, multiple film set stages, mirrors, band. You see the live editing suite, the booth, everything, the inner workings of a live film being made. And you, as a group, you're never individualized. You're always functioning as a group, so you're safe in numbers. And it's essentially you play the role of the Greek chorus, and you help us color the world. You're our greatest collaborator. You're helping us make a film. And with that comes tasks like everyone slow dances for the scene where Jason and Medea fall in love. And you're creating these textures to almost like a film extra would in the background of a film.
We're like almost the chorus.
You're the chorus. You're the Greek chorus. And so in that way, we're making a really beautiful image for the audiences that are watching from home in their television, in their computers, or however they're streaming it. And we're creating multiple images of this woman, not just the one in the space.
And I'd imagine because of this kind of setup, it's like every show is different.
Absolutely. There are so many variables. There's not one show that's the same. I direct a lot of film, and and stage work, and this brings it together in the way that I get to have this ephemeral vulnerability and high stakes environment to filmmaking that you would never have in a regular controlled environment.
So what is it like for the performers? Because usually you think of a stage show, there's the fourth wall, which I guess doesn't even exist. Oof. In this. That's
there's
gone.
Like 18 walls here.
Okay, well, there you go. But I mean, yeah. Because now they've got to worry about the camera. Well, not to say they worry, but they've got the audience that they're participating with, and now cameras.
Absolutely. So there's, because I'm a choreographer as well, everything, the only thing that was completely controlled is every camera angle, every bit of choreography. And so in that way, we know exactly the framing and the movement of the camera. What we cannot control is the environment and the actual world itself.
And not the other interesting part about it is this. Usually you watch a stage show, you don't see people like you behind the scenes.
Exactly.
In this, they're watching you as you're doing
your
job.
They're watching the entire behind the scenes process, the demystification, if you would, of the original story. And they see the dancers and the actors changing. They see us calling cues, camera 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, camera 3, 2, 3, 4, cut 2, 3, 4, 1. And it's really wild and exciting.
Why did you want to do this? And by the way, have you ever seen anything like this anywhere?
No. It took a long time to develop because it was trying to find a whole new language for this kind of storytelling. But I wanted to do it because my work deals with reclaiming and reframing myths for women, and I thought I was going to adapt this story, but instead I found myself dismantling it and breaking it apart in order to find a new woman that wasn't necessarily Medea. Medea holds all these sort of problematic archetypes, these sort of like mythical narratives that we've carried with us till today of the foreign woman, that she is wild, she is savage, she is violent, she is vindictive and into dark magic and can't be trusted and is manipulative. And there's all these qualities that you find in Medea that are essentially qualities that you find in a lot of male figures in history. And she's unique because she holds a lot of those qualities. However, she herself is not quite a real woman. She doesn't have those sort of complicated and dense and kaleidoscopic things that you would hope to see out of a female heroine. So what you have is really a projection of the people, the fears of the people around her.
And this is a story that hits up on a few big archetypes.
Absolutely.
The female archetypes. But how did you know, again, as you're reinterpreting this with a more modern view, and you think about everything that we're living through right now in our society, you know, did you have to change that a lot, or really did the original work today? Does it work today?
The original works today as something to reference, something to know, and to know that this is a story and a myth that we've been telling ourselves for a really long time. So it's certainly something to learn from. History is something that we should always consider. And I think this work, what it's saying is, I reject you. I love parts of you. I love this attempt to create this free revolutionary woman. I love that. But I reject the limited point of view of her. I reject her not having the infinity that she could have. And I think that's the space that we're moving towards.
The other thing, I come back to the technical aspect, and you know, there's so much that goes on in a stage performance and so much that could go wrong. And then on a television set studio, as you know, and I've worked on a couple, so much could go wrong technically. I mean,
oh,
is that just part of the show, or is that a concern?
It is a concern, and a concern that we embrace as part of the show. It is almost like a meditative experience where chaos will reign and you must flow with chaos. And that's part, I'm a performer in the show, even though I'm not performing, I'm live directing. I have to perform. There are times when we did the show in New York where we lost all power. All power in a live film.
Well, it's a dark show now.
It's a dark show, and we improvise, and it became this very dramatic moment.
If people can't get to the show, but they can't see it because it's live streaming, where would they see it?
If they can't get to the show and they see it because it's live streaming, they can go to HowlRound. It's a website, howlround.com, and they can find it there. It's going to be posted on their page.
All right. And we'll make sure that we get that up, by the way, on our Facebook, WLRN Sundown, so people can find it and see it. Because if they're not going to be there, at least watch this. This sounds really, really fascinating. Again, talking with Yara Trevesio. She's the director, producer, and editor for La Media, coming to Miami-Dade College. It's Thursday through Saturday. Again, a musical, a film, simultaneously. You are not watching. You are part of it. Think Latin disco and Greek tragedy all in one. What else do you need, right? Yara, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And break a leg.
Thanks.
That's the program. Thanks so much. I'm Luis Hernandez. We'll talk again tomorrow.